Correction. The e-scooter proposal will go to Council's Committee of the Whole meeting on July 5, not June 6 as this article previously indicated. Will e-scooters be allowed in Guelph? City Council is slated to decide this summer whether to join a provincial pilot project that would see the devices legally used on some public properties. Council unanimously approved a motion Wednesday evening directing city staff to review the idea and deliver a report to Council's Committee of the Whole on July 5, along with a draft bylaw or draft bylaw amendments for consideration. The provincial pilot project runs through the end of next year, after which the provincial government is expected to announce province-wide regulations about e-scooter use. Several nearby municipalities are already taking part in the pilot program, including Waterloo Region and Hamilton. In order to participate, municipal councils are required to pass a bylaw that specifically allows the use of e-scooters and states where they can be used. As it is now, e-scooters are not an approved method of transportation under the Highway Traffic Act, which governs the rules of the road. At this point, City Council has waived the standard requirement for public consultation about the potential allowance of e-scooters, given that the pilot program is set to wrap up at the end of next year and public consultation is a months-long process. The provincial pilot program describes e-scooters as a device with two wheels and a platform to stand on, with a handlebar for steering and a horn or bell. Its electric motor is not to exceed 500 watts and the device cannot have a maximum speed of more than 24 km per hour on a level surface, with a top weight of 45 kg. They cannot have pedals, a seat or a basket. Operators must be at least 16 years old, stand at all times while riding and wear a bicycle helmet if under 18 years of age. They cannot carry passengers or cargo.